This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4013 for Wednesday, the 20th of December 2023. Today's show is entitled Smartwatches Gross. It is hosted by Operator and is about 30 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is, Operator talks about his setup and issues with smartwatches. You are listening to a show from the Reserve Queue. We are airing it now because we had free slots that were not filled. This is a community project that needs listeners to contribute shows in order to survive. Please consider recording a show for Hacker Public Radio.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio with your host, Operator. Again, apologize for the audio, still in the car. You're on a long car ride with me, unfortunately. Today we're talking about smartwatches and my little more or less deep dive into smartwatches and where I feel like we're at today with them. I got a message or something, sorry. Trying not to turn myself here. So, first, the reason I wanted to try a smartwatch is because, Google Assistant is awful. And I end up having to, like, scream to my pocket to get it to say, hey, or okay, the G word. So, I opted to think of something that would give me some kind of external mic, that I wouldn't have to, like, have a mic on my ear all the time, and I said, well, the only thing that's going to work is a wearable. So my first requirement was all I need is a microphone that will send basically a Bluetooth microphone that I can wear around my wrist is what I really want, and there's probably an option out there, or something to that effect, just a small form factor microphone, USB or Bluetooth microphone that I could just attach to my wrist or my lapel or whatever you want to call it. And have that ability, even just if I had to turn it on and wait for it to sync and then say my thing and turn it off, or just leave it on all the time. I don't know what my options are, but I definitely need something besides screaming to my pocket when I want to talk to my assistant. The other background is I want to start working on AI, automation, making my AI voice. There's a few ones out there, 11 Labs, I think it's called. They do a decent job, but they won't let you have the model, of course. So you record, like, I don't know, it's like 20 seconds of audio, and they do a pretty decent job of my voice. Obviously, people that know me know that that's not my voice, and it sounds a bit staged. But same thing for the video. You can do the same kind of thing with video right now, but it looks staged, and it doesn't look like it makes a whole lot of sense. But I'm working towards that. What I want is to create an AI agent that sounds like me. I want to have the model be like maybe 20% me. I want the model to be, I want to be able to ask the model stuff. One, just a second. Some shenanigans going on here with the popo. So I want the model to, I want to eventually train my own local model, which is not really going to be an option for me because I don't have like $30,000 to train a model and like, you know, $5,000 worth of GPUs and RAM. But I'm assuming we're going to get there pretty quickly. You might have some kind of secure way in which to fine tune your own models. There might even be something out there, but I'm trying to stay ahead of the curve. What I want ultimately is a AI assistant that sounds like me, that will manage my time for me, right? Will help manage my time, and will also help me with communication. So mainly, obviously, personal communication only, not work-based stuff. So I want it to help me with time management and help me with stuff like, you know, communicating with people effectively. So if I go to write a text message or whatever, I send a message to someone, it will read write it for me, and then maybe say it back and say, okay, well, this is how I want, you know, this is the message I'm sending, blah, 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 you know, in broken English. So, those are my two requirements for the agent. And I can ask it things like, you know, tell me, you know, I'm going to a conference in Blue Ridge on Monday, but I have to be also in I'm going to a conference in Augusta. You know, look at my calendar. I'm going to a conference in Augusta, and I also have to go to Blue Ridge. What should I do to, you know, the shortest travel? How should I sort that out? And it could tell me, you know, some way to say, hey, you should go to Blue Ridge first, or you should stay at home and then go directly to, you know, Augusta, and then have your wife drive herself back from Blue Ridge. I don't know. But there's a million things you can ask an agent to do, and it will kind of essentially, within the next year or two, do it. But let's get to the size of all that. I've talked for 5 minutes about AI stuff. But that, just to give you some background, that's why I'm going down this road. I don't like wearables. I, in fact, am kind of against them at their current state. They're infectious and kind of gross. You know, they live off your data. So I had a Fitbit that was like free secondhand Fitbit that I played around for a little bit. But I'm not into any of that. I didn't get a smartwatch for the Fitbit. I got a smartwatch for basically to work on creating my own AI agent, or something of the sorts. So the first thing I ended up with is it's a little ESP32 on a little wrist ESP32. It's pretty big. It's pretty bulky and it's probably not very sturdy. But I got it as like a hacker smartwatch. So if I want to, it has a microphone, I think a speaker. I want to say Bluetooth and wireless. I can't remember the name of it, but there's a million of them out there. I think it was like Ubiqui or something. If I remember, I'll put in the show notes. But it's not super important. They're a dime a dozen. But this one was ESP32 based, and it's like the second gen or something. And they had like firmware updates automatically and stuff. But, you know, needless to say, it's a proof of concept device. If you were going to create some kind of wearable, or have some kind of specific requirement for a wearable, and you needed like a cool framework to start from, that would actually be a great one to do. But you know, you got stuff like Flipper Zero that'll kind of do a lot of that stuff. But I got that one, and then I got a used, what is this, Samsung S5 watch or something like that, S3 or S5. I got it used for, I don't know how much, it's like the pink rose gold one, I don't really care. I got a fair discount on it used. I got the pirate one first, the kind of open source one first. And it wasn't particularly impressive, obviously, because it doesn't have the backing of a multi-billion-dollar company. But it did have potential, and it could be, you know, a very simple record this audio, you know, send it over, you know, compress it, or even just send it raw over to the server to be processed by the AI. That's something I could simply build. But by the time I figured that out, I could probably just use the Google's, you know, API or somebody else's API. But with the smartwatch, I've been using it for a month or so now. Number one, you can't wear any other watch. I have little cheap watches that I love, you know, that I have a unique personality, and I like to wear different little cool watches, and I like to get compliments on my, you know, little cool watches. I can't afford a, you know, $40,000 watch, but I can have these cool little watches that are like, you know, throwaway watches, and I don't have to worry about breaking them or losing them. But you can't wear any of that crap because you have to wear your stupid smartwatch. Also, this one doesn't come with any kind of grill or protector. I bought screen protectors for it, and I've already gone through three of them. So I'm not happy there. I have already scraped it on the roof, cracked it, and scraped the top of it on the roof. So there's some damage already there, and I didn't get the side thingy. So they, you know, it's dumb. People get these, you know, expensive devices, and they don't put protectors on them at all, and then they get scratched up to hell. So I can't blame anybody myself on that one. So the first, you know, it's annoying because you have a watch that you have to wear all the time. The second annoying factor of it is that I don't really like these rubber things, which I went back to it. The rubber, it's just kind of sweaty and not breathable. I'm actually taking it off right now just to give my arm some air. But you can wear them at night. They're very comfortable at night. The little rubber things are very comfortable at night. This S5, oh, Jesus, I forgot about that. So I'll go by the comfortability first, then I'll talk about the other stuff. So these rubber bands, watch bands, are great for sleeping. If you have apnea or you snore, you can wear this and turn on the snoring with the Samsung crap, and have snore detection and all that good stuff. If you want to start tracking some of that, you know, go for it. But I bought a cheap, like a metal watch band for this watch specifically, and it is very uncomfortable. I don't know what point in time, but I couldn't even. I just my wrist on like a wrist pad, or even at the office, I don't have a wrist pad, and just the pressure of the crappy metal wristband with the hard edges, it makes a difference. So if you're gonna buy another watch band, make sure you buy a nice quality watch band that's got rounded edges and not sharp metal edges to it for the clasps and stuff. So I think if I actually took the Dremel tool to the metal one, it would be more whatever, but your armband ones wrap around better, and they're more consistent heart rate detection or beat protection, which I don't care because that's not my use case. But, you know, when I started getting into it, it's kind of cool to be like, oh, you know, I've had 10,000 steps today, and oh, wow, you know, we did 72,000 steps today. So it's kind of nice. It helps you remind you that you're not being active enough. I go up and down the stairs. I try to go up and down the stairs at the office or walk at least once a day and then do the trail every day. But the bike trail ends up being like every other day. I will say that, let me speed up here. I got a nice, speed boost on the speed limit sign went up 10 miles. So I will say that that was kind of interesting. The whole fitness thing is kind of interesting to be whatever, but I don't appreciate or even want to know how they're using that information and what they're gathering. Location data and, you know, my, you know, how many steps I've gotten, where I've gone, all that stuff. Not super great. It's kind of concerning. Oh, great. It went back down 10 miles an hour. That's funny. I just went up for like 2 miles, just long enough to get a speeding ticket and a speed trap. Went up 10 miles and then right back down. Oh, now we're down another 60, from 60 to 45 now. Wow. So we went. That's hilarious. Anyways. Where was I? So I put that rubber watch band back on. I've been sometimes sleeping with it at night to get an idea of how much sleep I get. I come in and out of getting the proper sleep. But you start doing the math when you actually fall asleep, at least for myself. It doesn't look particularly great. You know, I get 6 hours, maybe 7. If I get anything past 7, I start to wake up early and then flop around like a fish. I have RLS. I'm taking Mirapax. Side note, I tried I actually tried sleeping pills. What's the sleeping pill everybody does? I did half of 5 milligrams of that. And I also tried, on top of that, I tried, what's the other big one? Jesus, I can't remember either one of them. Not Soma, but the whatever sleeping pill it is everybody uses. That one. The other one I use is gabapentin. Jesus. Gabapentin is one, and the other sleeping pill is honestly, can't remember. Anyways, I was taking those, and I realized, you know, and sometimes I would wake up and, like, do silly stuff. I used to drink a fair amount, so I'd wake up in the middle of the night and, like, down a bottle, like, little mini bottle of wine, and then go to sleep, because I would sometimes use, my sleeping was so bad, I would sometimes use alcohol to try to go to sleep. So I would be taking the sleeping pill and the gabapentin, and sometimes I would even be on the 10 milligram. I don't think I was sleeping any better. I don't want this to be about me sleeping, but I don't think I was sleeping any better. I just forgot that I was sleeping because I was knocked out. I actually talked to some neighbors, and the husband is a pharmacist, and the wife is a primary care physician. So they came over, and it was just like, I don't know if y'all have any friends that are doctors or pharmacists, but Jesus, the amount of feedback you get from two people like that in a room at once is instantaneously useful. I extremely appreciate the input and stuff, because they will just tell you how it is and what people are doing and what the averages and whatever, and you'll get to know. You can tell them, hey, you talk to your doctor, they're all like, they gotta be all careful about what they say, and they gotta, you know, doctors are weird, they're not really sociable. I've never had a doctor that can really be at my level and answer the questions that I'm actually asking. They suggested two things, and I ended up with the mirror packs. It's like the lowest doses you can have possible. So anyways, I was using this to track my sleep and stuff. I've gotten to where if I exercise, go out to walk, I can sleep. And if I can be consistent about my sleep and I don't drink, I don't really drink anymore, I can get to sleep pretty quickly. I've actually had to take a 5-hour energy today, so hopefully I will not be wide-eyed when I get home, because I took it like 6 hours, or I took it up until I'll have an extra minus 5 hours is when I took it, or minus 6 hours is when I took it, so hopefully when I get home I won't be completely dead. Anyways, still talking about my sleep, sorry. The next thing I'll talk about is the tracking's cool. The apps are kind of vaporware. There's bloat on the Samsungs. I know people say they won't even touch Samsung. People say the Garmin stuff is good. There's only a couple of frameworks. Google has a framework. It's called like Phone OS or some shit. They have some kind of framework. There's like maybe one or two other ones to like talk to the device, or like, you know, apps that can talk to it. It's called like Phone OS is Google's, and then I don't know what Garmin uses, but it's weird. Like there's some smartwatches that support stuff and others don't, and some of them are basically like glorified Fitbits and some of them aren't. Like, I don't really understand the ecosystem, even though smartwatches have been around forever at this point. It is not consistent. It's just like the Android ecosystem, but worse. Because you never really know what you're going to get, and you never really know how awful that thing is until you, like, buy it, or you watch a crap ton of YouTube videos on, you know, how the actual interface works. But I just kind of bought the cheapest I could get away with, and it not be a slow piece of garbage. So I ended up with, like, the S5, I think. The budget used rose gold S5. As far as other applications, I like being able to suppress the alarm or manage alarms, so I don't have to take the phone out of my pocket and snooze the alarm. So, like, if I'm, you know, doing something or cooking mainly, I refuse to get like a Google whatever or Amazon Spot or Echo or any of that crap. One, because a lot of times I'm outside when I want to make night notes, or I'm at work and I don't want to have to put one everywhere I am. That's just like ridiculous, and I don't want to do that. And I also don't want something other than my phone that's already recording me 24/7 to be like, you know, around all the time with people that don't really have consent and privacy in mind, whatever. So, I do like the ability to be able to, like, use it for suppressing alerts. As far as apps go, it's just dumb. I have a small form factor. It's like a 40-inch or 41-millimeter or whatever. It's pretty much the smallest one they have. And I want a very small form factor because the apps on it are dumb anyway, so I don't really care. I just want a microphone or an interface for my AI eventually, which I'll probably never get to now. The other thing I like about it, alarms, the Google Assistant, I guess. It's still shitty. It's not the phone. It's not the watch's problem. It's the phone. What else do I like about it? Smartwatches? Nothing, really. I'll go into kind of the last part is the interface or the watch faces, whatever they call it. At least within my ecosystem, the dot face format or the whatever Samsung's format is a closed ecosystem as far as I can tell. There is nothing out there. There's people selling their stupid watch faces. There's people, you know, talking about how awesome their watch faces are. There's video reviews of people making watch faces, but to my knowledge, and I even looked on Reddit, and I spent a fair amount of time kind of looking around. I found some old templates for the old style watch faces that aren't really supported anywhere, like DMG or D something M or something. It's not the new Samsung format, or even the whatever the open format for. Google has one that's called, like, it's supposed to be like a language that you write in instead of whatever. Google has one, and Samsung has one that's apparently compatible with the watch. But if y'all know anywhere where I can do watch faces that, like, have templates, my requirements are, one, calendar, right? Google Calendar. I want the weather, and I guess I want my steps, battery life, and I don't even know what else is even on here. Let me see. Steps, the day of the week. Oh, the next meeting that's coming up, which is extremely important for me because I can look at it and say, ooh, 5 o'clock is my next meeting. Great. I've got plenty of time to, you know, figure out whatever. I live my life by calendar. Steps is in there. Obviously, the time. So I figured, hey, all I need to do is take this default watch face and just modify it a little bit. Like, I don't really like the color scheme. I don't like, you know, I don't really care about the steps. I just rather have that be a value and maybe put something else in these, whatever they call these consignments or containers or whatever. They have an interface for it. Anyways, all I wanted to do was take the default Samsung, one of the default Samsung watch faces, modify it slightly, and then move on. Now, there might be a way I can do that with, like, debugging the, you need to get on debug and copying it over manually, maybe. I just don't know. But just the pure, like, the closed loop that is watch faces, I could not find any templates. Even the Samsung thing has, like, nothing on it. Like, there's nothing. And there's, like, variables that you can set for certain things, but nothing, there's no weather. There's no weather built into it. And one of the other ones is, I think the calendar is not built into it. So it's like, okay, so how are you guys doing? And from what it feels like, it's like some kind of, like, proprietary watch face agent thing that runs on the device. As far as I can tell, like, I tried to do a fair amount of research, and I'm like, this is just some kind of, like, you know, boys club, for the lack of a better term, of like, you know, how to, you know, like how to sell your stupid watch face. I couldn't find anything but just tons and tons of spam of people's watch faces. Like, I get it. You want to sell your, like, excuse me. you want to sell your crappy, you know, $3 watch face that you spent, you know, 8 hours doing, but it's basically the same as everybody else's, but you've moved some objects around, and maybe you have created some content. I mean, I'll give these guys some credit. They went and, you know, created, you know, different pictures for different logos, so you might end up writing, making, like, you know, 15 different logos for the battery life indicator, right? But, I mean, really, it's not that difficult to create a watch face, given the resources and a default template. But I just could not find anything but just the spam. So that was a big turnoff for me. What I did find was Facer.io. There's a bunch of other, like, three other main ones that are pretty popular. Samsung itself has their own watch face stupid store. Facer has a bunch of watch faces that are decent, but it's just a spam nightmare, you know? I mean, I'd probably, even if I got the premium, I would still be bombarded with, like, like, I don't want that. I want a watch face, and I don't want to have, like, basically the Facer interface pops up every time you, like, switch watch faces or, like, turn on your watch or whatever. You see their logo pop up, and then you have to wait for, like, the watch face to, like, be decoded or whatever and pushed to, like, your phone locally or whatever. But I just don't like the spamming of the whole thing. But you can use, they, you know, they give you free, you know, there's free tier watch faces. And I actually found the $40,000 watch face that's kind of cool, so I could, like, pretend that I had my $40,000 watch, but on a, you know, digital watch face design, which is kind of interesting. And I also found a way to, like, rip any watch face. You just replace the resource URL with, like, whichever one you want, and then you save that as your custom watch face. So when you load your custom watch face, you just replace the URL, and it will put, basically pull in all the encrypted or encoded, it's not really encrypted, it's encoded watch face stuff. And it'll pull it in, and then you just say, yep, this is my watch face, and you click save, and it'll save all, you know, it'll overwrite your custom watch face with whichever resource you set, which I'm sure they already know about, but it's kind of interesting. So I actually uninstalled the Facer app because I was like, I just don't like the way it works and the way the watch faces work and the way you customize it is all proprietary. Like, I just told them, to my knowledge, the only way to create a watch face is through their stupid web UI, and I don't want that. I want to be able to locally create a template, make my own watch face, you know, modify it slightly, and then, you know, save it locally, back it up, have my own thing. This guy's being dumb. So that's a big turnoff. The whole pay-to-play watch face thing is just stupid. I feel like it shouldn't be a thing by now, but apparently it still is. Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe I need to dig deeper, but it's just, I just couldn't get past all the, like, paywall spam stuff. So that's essentially where I'm at. I haven't gotten anywhere with my AI stuff because I know we're not there yet. It would be nice to kind of start working on it and connect it to an agent, and it would speak back to my voice, and I would have, like, the voice be processed on my server at home. But that would take, it would take, like, well, probably 5 seconds to upload it, you know, another, you know, 5 seconds to process what, you know, speech to text it, convert it, and then, like, another probably 5 seconds to come up with a response, and then, like, a much longer time, probably 5 seconds to, like, create the way the audio file that is the playback of the response to my request, and then, you know, upload it to the phone and play it. It would be, like, another button. So, like, all in all, said and done, it'd probably take, like, 20 seconds just to, like, get a response back from my AI at this time, at least. That's what I feel like with my coding skills. So it's not really there yet. And even, it doesn't really sound a lot like me. And the fine-tuning is something out of my pay grade. And literally, my pay grade, because I don't make enough money to have my own you know, massive, large model. I mean, if I want to do it, I'm going to do it. I want to do it right and get a decent, respectable size model in there. And I'm just not ready for like a $10,000 commitment to creating your own local large language model, and like fine tuning all that stuff. But we'll get there, and it'll get smaller and cheaper and faster. I think these big ones, just like the image stuff, will be whatever. So anyways, I've ranted and gone on for 30 minutes now. I apologize if you're still listening. You know, if you understand watch faces and want to help me figure out templates for watch faces, my requirements are, you know, syncing Google Calendar, show me the weather for the next couple of days. That's it. That's really all I want. And like a background, rotating background image or something. Anyways, that's it. And take it easy.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.